Good afternoon once again, and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. My name is Steve Hunt. I'm your host once again. And today my guest is going to be Dawson Moore, who is the conferencing coordinator over at the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez, Alaska, where they're about to begin their 24th annual conference. I can't believe it's been going on that many years. Dawson, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here.
And I meant to mention that the conference will be running June 12th through the 18th this year, again over in Valdez. And Dawson, I know I ask you this every year, but you've been with the conference probably since the very first year, haven't you?
Third year in. I started coming in 1995. It was the first year they had the Play Lab at the conference. And the two previous years, it had just been about gathering to talk to famous people, and I hadn't quite figured out how to spend the money on doing that. But as soon as they told me I could put my play on, I was here.
And you weren't quite as famous then as you are now.
Oh, yeah. No, not for the right reasons anyway. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you on the show again to talk about this wonderful conference. And, you know, I was thinking about the conference today, and it's called the Last Frontier Theater Conference, and it doesn't mention playwriting in the name of the conference, although that's the core of the conference. That's sort of how it began. But it's gone on to, if you want to just go see shows, if you want to learn about acting, you can do all kinds of things at this conference, can't you?
Absolutely. No, it's for everyone. I mean, it's our focus and our engine is the Play Lab. The Play Lab is where this year we'll present 53 authors, all in attendance. All of them will have their plays presented, including yourself. There will be feedback sessions afterwards with theater professionals. And that's the engine of where most of our participants get their part in it. It's very important that people, for a lot of us, the theater folks, to have an active part in it. And that's where most of the roles come from for actors. That's where I get some slots for directors. That's what brings the play rights to town, and numbers is a large part of what we do. The fact that you get 200, and it's going to be about 250 people this year, gathered together for a week who love theater just creates the energy that makes it such a special event.
And I meant to mention that I am privileged to have one of my plays being read at the conference this year, in full disclosure. And, you know, I've always noticed that when I've had my plays read there, or when I've gone to see other plays being read there, you know, gosh, you learn a lot about everything about the theater, not just about playwriting. If you're an actor, you learn a lot about acting. You know, if you're an actor, how do these playwrights come up with the lines that you're going to be saying? You learn an awful lot about that just watching the Play Lab, don't you?
Absolutely. The Play Lab, for me, in 1995, changed so much of how I thought about theater and how it was created and what made good theater and what made bad theater and why those why it came about each time. No, it was hugely educational.
And, you know, a lot of times you will bring back plays. One part of the conference is in the evening you present plays that have been performed here in Anchorage or other places. And many times the playwrights who've had their plays originated in the Play Lab will bring them back as full productions. Do you have that going on this year?
This year, it's interesting. We have one play called The Flesh-Eating Tiger. It's going on in our Friday evening show. Flesh-Eating Tiger is written by Amy Tofty. Amy's been with us, I want to say, 6 years over the last seven as a playwright. And Flesh-Eating Tiger has never actually been done here. But Amy Tofty met an Australian woman named Gabrielle Savrone at the theater conference. They formed a relationship, and last year Gabrielle put the show up down in Australia. And then we're bringing that production up here to Valdez. So while it's not a play that was developed in our lab, it's definitely a writer who's been a part of our developmental process for years. We also have the Anchorage production that was so great of Good Men Wanted. It's another example of a play that was produced through relationships formed at the theater conference.
And that's Kevin Armento.
So Kevin will be in attendance this year. He'll also be serving as one of our featured artists and Play Lab respondents.
It's wonderful to see the development of the playwrights. And you mentioned before that you have several people who have been playwrights having their plays presented in the conference who are now coming back as featured artists. Talk about those people a bit.
Sure, you bet. There's three of them this year. They are Kevin Armento is the first one I mentioned. He's a New York playwright a great guy, super smart. Leah Romeo is another. Leah is a playwright who is about my third favorite playwright in the country, just in general. I just love her work so much. She was with us from 2005 to 2007, and her career has just been doing great, and she's getting produced all over the country, and I thought we'd want to continue to cement our part in her relationship before she wins her first Pulitzer. And then the other one is a writer who was with us, I think, only 1 year. His name is Jamie McCann, but he's coming up with a dual purpose. He'll be serving as a respondent and those sorts of things, but he's also coming up because he's interested at the college that he's now working at in starting a similar event. So he's coming up to sort of get a refresher on how we do things, see how we do things, how he'd want to do them different, what he wants to steal from us, that kind of thing.
Well, stealing is always what people do, don't they?
Absolutely. I do it. When I go to a theater conference somewhere else, I inevitably take one or two nuggets back of things that I'm like, I can't believe I haven't been doing it that way forever. So, no, absolutely. And there's so much room for these sorts of events everywhere. We don't have to shark each other and undercut each other. They're all good. There's the Great Plains Theater Conference. There's the William Inge Festival, just started a play lab this year. I hear rumor they might be trying to start another one down in Southern California. And there's plenty of room for them. I have to reject anywhere from 100 to 200 good scripts a year.
And you still get many submissions every year. It seems like more and more are coming in, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's usually we get somewhere close to around 400 scripts every year,
and then we
panel them down. Ours is unique. One of the ways that we're unique, and there are a lot of them. We have a very special conference here. Is that we take plays that are anywhere from 20 minutes long to 2 hours long, and so each one of them is judged versus the plays of its own length. It's a very complicated process to get them all picked down.
And you're involved in that from the very beginning to the very end, aren't you?
Absolutely. No, I feel it's really important to have someone who's looking at the submissions from the top of the mountain. I feel it's very important that someone has to be able to see all of the plays submitted, and because the job is not actually to pick the best 53 plays. The job is to pick a 53 play lineup for the evening. That includes trying to get a variety of genres, a variety of authors and levels of experience, all sorts of things. So yeah, no, I read, I process every one of those plays that comes in.
For those just tuning in and you're wondering who this voice is on the telephone line, that's of course Dawson Moore, who was the conference coordinator with the Last Frontier Theater Conference coming up this June 12th through the 18th. We're talking about all the fun things that happen over there. The play lab happens. You're talking about picking a nice balance of plays from short plays to long plays, and the learning process is amazing. You also have other things going on at the conference, including the featured artists and their plays being produced, but you also have many workshops. Talk a little bit about the workshops that are happening at the conference.
Oh, sure. No, we have one for actors that's great. It's called the Monologue Workshop, and what we do is we solicit all of our Playlab playwrights to send us short monologues, pieces that are 90 seconds or under. We then post all of those up on our website, and then the actors who are coming, and this year we have a huge cast, it's nearly 150 people, have the opportunity to pick one of those brand new monologues that isn't available anywhere else, and then they work on that monologue with Frank Collison, Laura Gardner, and Rob LaCrone over the course of the week. So they're getting to work with some really top-notch L.A. actors and L.A. acting teachers, and then put them up at the end of the week, and then they have a monologue, an audition piece that is pretty unique to them, and that's not one of the problems you run into with monologues is that people will go to these books of, hey, it's monologues, here's a book of monologues, and then everybody and their uncle is doing them, so you go to an audition, you'll see three people doing the same monologue. Everyone gets to have a piece that not that many people will know or do. We also have, there's a huge bunch of playwriting classes over the course of the week. We have one on how to write historical drama. We have a number of our featured artists this year have a real background with that.
And that was inspired pretty much by the play Hamilton, which is going on in New York now, the big hit in New York right now, right?
Right, sure, you bet. That was the pithy title they came up with. I don't have it in front of me. But beyond Hamilton. And I had a thing about how to make your dialogue sound more natural, and one of the teachers was like, or not, because his take is that you sometimes don't want it to sound natural in the period. You want it to be anachronistic. We have just a ton of classes. We have Valerie Hager's coming in from New York, and she's presenting her one-woman show, Naked in Alaska. It's been around for about 4 or 5 years, and it's been touring around the country. It's won multiple awards, and it's about her experience being an erotic dancer in Fairbanks. The day after her performance goes up, she will be giving a workshop on how to tap into writing a solo show and what goes into that, along with her director. So it's just a really interesting bunch of classes.
And that's a whole new genre it's been tapped into. I think Spalding Gray was the very first one to really, really get that going. But that's something that a lot of playwrights play with, but they don't, sometimes it's hard to get that monologue happening for a whole evening's performance. And that must be a very valuable workshop she's going to be giving.
Oh, sure. And you know, and just a, you know, art is all about tapping into your inner being. So whether you're writing a one-person show or not, I think your workshop is going to be great, just for trying to find your way into yourself.
Well, you mentioned some of the shows that are happening in the evening, and go ahead and give us a rundown of the rest of the shows that you have presented.
Sure, there are three more that I haven't mentioned. Tuesday night we'll be doing UAA Theater's production of David Holthaus's Stalking the Boogeyman. I got to see that production while I was up in Anchorage, and I'm super excited to be sharing it. It's really good and a great job. I'm very excited about the crew of people they got over at UAA, a bunch of fun new people, and you know, we all owe a debt of gratitude to the ones who were with us for a couple of decades, and now it's time to move on to the next one, so excited about that. Thursday night, Perseverance Theater is going to be presenting Annapurna, which two-person show featuring one of the great actors in Alaska in the last 30 years, Kevin Bennett, so, you know, stoked about that. Also a great show and a beautiful production. And then the last thing I'll mention is a show that's mostly, it's not really designed for people outside of the theater to sell, so I don't do that, but on the first night we have all of our featured artist staff get up on stage and read either from their own work, if they're playwrights, or work that inspires them if they're not. And it turns out it sounds dry. Even I, who love this event, have a hard time selling it as being that exciting, but it's really cool. You get a really sort of deep, in-depth look into the nature of art and what people do. And moreover, for the writers who are participating, it's their chance to see the people who are going to be commenting on their work and see what they do and understand who those people are.
You know, that can be very enlightening.
We've got six evening shows. I really tried to cut it back to five, but I just had too many good options this year, so I couldn't. I want to also throw out a shout-out to my friends at TVA Theater. They're going to be taking our end-of-the-week gala, and they're going to be interspersing it with their 20s production. And it's going to be very sort of involved in street performers, and I don't know, it's going to be neat.
Well, Dawson, sounds like another wonderful conference. I know every year you're working really hard to make it fresh and bring some new things and some keep some old things going on. And just want to remind everybody, the Last Frontier Theater Conference happening in Valdez, Alaska, June 12th through 18th. If you can't get to the whole thing, come for a few days if you want. You'll see something really exciting. Dawson, glad to have you on the show again, and break a leg this time with the 24th Annual Last Frontier Theater Conference. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks a lot, Steve. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay. And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about these events or other events in the area, please visit us at alaskapublic.org. Well, it's the last weekend to catch several shows playing in the area, so let's get right to them. Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla is presenting The Fantastics by Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, running through this weekend with curtain times Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. For more information, please visit valleyperformingarts.org. Cyrano's Theater Company is running The Good Times Are Killing Me by Linda Berry, also closing this weekend with curtain time Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. For more information about The Good Times Are Killing Me, please visit cyrano's.org. And in full disclosure, I am the director for this show. And finally, Perseverance Theater Company from Juneau is closing Stephen Sondheim and Hugh Wheeler's musical Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street in the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Curtain time is 7:30 p.m. tonight and Saturday and 4 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, please visit ptalaska.com. And coming up is the annual Last Frontier Theater Conference happening in Valdez, Alaska, running June the 12th through the 18th. For more information, please visit www.theaterconference.org. Well, that's it for this week. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.